Wednesday, those who follow the lamp. In chapter 7, an elder asks John about these saved people, the great multitude. What are these which are arrayed in white robes? Whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, you knows. And he said to me, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed the robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They have come out of great tribulation. Through all the centuries, saints came out of great tribulations because the devil wanted to hunt them. And God allowed it so that they were polished in their character. Tribulation produces great characters. Now in chapter 14, we find the 144,000 again. There we read, and I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers, harping with their harps. Oh, it must have been a wonderful music. And they sang, as it were a new song, before the throne, and before the four living creatures and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. Just reading this verse, we can illustrate what is symbolic and what is literal meaning. If we use this verse in a literal meaning, we interpret it like this. This would mean only men who have never married, who were never in direct contact with women, they are saved. Then this would be nonsense, because this has to be interpreted symbolically. They are virgins. It means they have been loyal to their God. They have not gone astray. A whore, she runs away with other men. Fine character of a woman, she stays with her husband. And this is the meaning. A woman who remains faithful, that's symbolically somebody who stays to the Lord. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goes. That's the point. They follow the Lamb. They were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. The 144,000 are those who are still living on earth when Jesus returns with his angels. They have never seen death. Now, what is the special meaning of them. In their mouth was found no guile. No falsity at all. They are without fault before the throne of God. Our tongue, that's a dangerous element of our body. With our tongue we can say wonderful words and words full of hate. That should not be, James in his letter says. Be careful with your tongue, because the 144,000, in their mouth, nothing